USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol issued a subpoena Friday to Donald Trump, exercising its subpoena power against the former president who lawmakers say personally orchestrated a multi-part effort to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The nine-member panel issued a letter to Trump's lawyers demanding his testimony under oath by November 14 and outlining a request for a series of corresponding documents, including personal communications between the former president and members of Congress as well as extremist groups. Hospitals in at least 43 states plus D.C. say they are grappling with the early surge in pediatric respiratory illnesses. In an interview with Good Morning America on Saturday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's outgoing chief medical advisor, characterizes the surge in cases as particularly problematic as we head into the flu season and the colder months. Fauci says that adds to concern of a new COVID variant emerging.
What happens with children, they tend to get lethargic. They may get difficulty breathing because children in that age group have very small airways that can get easily obstructed, making the flow of air and oxygen difficult for them.
The federal student loan forgiveness plan has been put on hold.
A federal appeals court has temporarily stopped the Biden administration from moving ahead with a plan to forgive hundreds of billions of dollars in federal student loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday issued an order that prohibits the Biden administration from discharging any student loan debt under the relief program until it rules on an emergency request by Republican-led states to block the policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
If former President Donald J. Trump decides to fight the subpoena issued to him on Friday by the House committee investigating his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, his lawyers are likely to muster a battery of constitutional and procedural arguments for why a court should allow him not to testify. In the most basic sense, any legal argument seeking to get Mr. Trump off the hook would merely need to be weighty enough to produce 2.5 months of litigation. If Republicans pick up enough seats in the midterm elections to take over the House in January, as polls suggest is likely, they are virtually certain to shut down the January 6th committee, a move that would invalidate the subpoena. The new Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, and other members of government have been sworn in. Meloni is the country's first female prime minister and the most far-right one since Mussolini. It was the one-year anniversary of the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was shot to death on the set of the movie Rust. Alec Baldwin posted a picture of her on Instagram with the caption, "One year ago today, he got slammed for the post because it was Baldwin who had the prop gun in his hand when it went off killing Hutchins. He maintains he did not pull the trigger and he has not been charged, but the social media backlash has been brutal. One person commenting, this feels really inappropriate since you're the one who shot and killed her. Another saying, this could be very misunderstood. And one person asks, is this not incredibly tone-deaf to anyone else? For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.